When you order from Amazon.com, your packages will always show up to your front door and never the back door. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who allegedly is Amanda Zuckerman's paperboy, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast here live on a Sunday night talking about Big Brother 16. It's the battle of the block. We're left with Jocasta and Caleb going up on the block in a very exciting week three underway. Will they or won't they be able to backdoor Devin? We're going to talk about it all here tonight with our esteemed Big Brother panel. Of course, first, let me introduce you to the man who's watching the live feeds 24/7. He's always properly hydrated, Mr. Brian Lynch. Brian, how are you?
I'm great, but I am a little bit esteemed out.
You're esteemed out? Oh, no. But be careful. Careful with that. All right. And then joining us here, his first appearance on RHAP here in 2014, one of the most popular Big Brother contestants. Here he is. It's Adam Pock. Adam, how are you?
I was doing great until that introduction. Yes. Let's be reminded of that again. By the way, Mike Harlow crashed my premiere party in New York City. I told him I wasn't going to let him in. And apparently he's going to crash my party in New Jersey next month as well. Damn you, Mike Harlow. Damn you, Matt Hoffman. But hello, Rob Has a Podcast and all the rap people out there.
Yes, hello. Mwah. Well, just so we know, just to reset this, why are you mad at Mike Harlow?
We have to go through that, okay? Because on your
from my recollection, wasn't it Matt that said the clue that offended you?
Matt said the clue that offended me, and Mike answered it with my name. So, yeah, that's. But no, let's move past that. Yeah. By the way, for future reference, I think you should have somebody that knows the game better than Matt Hoffman doing a $25 pyramid next time. Wink. Wink, wink. He doesn't know history.
All right, well, we're not here to talk about the $25 pure hat mid tonight. We're here to talk about Big Brother 16. Very, very exciting show again tonight, and we're going to talk about everything from tonight's episode of Nominations and Battle of the Block, and then ultimately we'll talk with Brian then about everything with the live feed. So, of course, just a little bit of a programming note. You may notice if you're watching the YouTube live stream, we are doing this on a different YouTube channel than the Rob Cesternino channel that we normally do this on, having a little bit of a snafu with my YouTube channel, having a little bit of a copyright issue on one of the older videos. And so in the meantime, while we're figuring that out with our friends at YouTube, which is fun, I am going to be using this Rob Has a Podcast channel. So if you want to subscribe to this channel, I'm sure we're going to use it for some other stuff along the way. I'll probably tend to use it more for the reality TV wrap-ups if those guys need to do Google Hangouts. So you will get some more reality TV content here on this channel while I am figuring that out along the way. And then, Adam, 1 week from tonight, I will be live with your buddies, Brendan and Rachel, at the Hollywood Improv for our first ever live Big Brother podcast in person at the Hollywood Improv. How about that?
That's pretty cool. Too bad I can't be out there with you. I have a little party to go to next week at a undisclosed location. Some Big Brother and Survivors are getting together next week here in New York to watch an episode somewhere special. And we'll let you know that as soon as we're allowed to tell it to the public.
Hey, you're being a little bit of a one-upper here, Adam, I have to say.
Hey, you know what? You're gonna blow me up with my buddies Brendan and Rachel. So I'll try to do you one up better.
All right. Well, if you want to be there in person, it's going to be a very, very fun show. Go to robhasawebsite.com/RHAP live. For ticket information, tickets are $10. And then if you can't be there in person, follow me on Twitter for updates on how you can watch the show streaming. We'll try to get the link up on robhasawebsite.com. Okay, let's jump into this for tonight. It was a night where a lot of Nicole, a lot of Derek, and their strategy. Brian, in your mind, what was that? What was the headline from the Sunday night Big Brother tonight?
I just think it was amazing that Derek got Caleb to volunteer to go on the block and throw the competition so he could remain HOH.
Adam, have you been as impressed as we have with Derek's game so far?
I'm very impressed with Derek's game. And unfortunately, when him and Nicole won the HOH this week, I said that neither one of them really needed to win this week. They were both in such a good position. Derek has been great so far. I just hope he's not hitting like a Helen arc from last year where has everybody found and then tells everybody he has them all figured out and talks his way out the door. But he's been great so far.
Yeah, it seems like he's in a good spot right now. Could he be peaking too early, Brian?
I think his biggest concern maybe would be Team America screwing up his game somehow. I mean, we've already kind of see what they're going to have to do for this Team America task, and maybe there are some things that they're going to have to do that's going to screw up their game as a result of it.
Okay, let's talk through the episode because there was definitely some interesting things, and I'm interested to know how big of a deal they actually were as far as the house was concerned. So Nicole and Derek were the HOHs, and they and were the, are we going to say H's OH or are we going to say HOHs?
HOHs.
So for except when Ian is around, we'll go with H's OH. Is that fair? That seems like
cricket,
called the hose.
Cricket.
Okay. So I have to say one thing before we get to the strategic parts of this. I think Zach looks a lot better without the mustache. Brian, do you co-sign that?
Without the mustache?
Yes.
He had a mustache?
Yeah, he sort of had a... I mean, it wasn't the difference of when Adam shaved in the Big Brother house, but I feel like Zach looks like a whole new guy without whatever he had going on stubble-wise like the first 2 weeks of the game.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he got on the block, and he went like 5 days without showering or something. He was a nasty mess until he got off the block.
Yeah. And so Zach is back. The Zach attack worked. And so Devin tells us about some of the things he did, which we knew from the live feeds over the past couple of days. And Devin was blowing up the bomb squad. Adam, we haven't heard from you yet this season. What has been your take about Devin and the bomb squad so far?
Devin and the bomb squad. I mean, Devin's been a great asset to the show. He's not been a great player. But at the same time, he keeps us as viewers on our toes because he's playing 3,000 different games at one time. He was out of the bomb squad. He's back in the bomb squad. Caleb's his boy. Caleb's his enemy. Caleb's, he's been all over the place, so he's been great for TV. I think, it was smart of them to definitely – back door is the only door for him. You cannot give this guy two opportunities to win. So I'll tell you what, as a fan, I'm not rooting for him, but I think it's been great entertainment.
Okay, so now Devin is blowing up the bomb squad. He tells Brittany, they tell Jocasta, he tells Donnie. Brian, what was the reaction of the other bomb squad members about this? Did they know that Devin was doing all this?
They kind of got wind of it after a while, but... as I said, Zach had already told Hayden, so most of them were already scrambling and were in damage control mode over that. And then that's when Devin brought Hayden into the bomb squad last week, so it was just a really insane turn of events with all of that.
Okay, well, so let's get to, how about Christine telling Nicole about the bomb squad? This seemed like damage control at its best. Brian, did you get to see any of this conversation?
Yeah, and I mean, even in the thing, Nicole said she was a little bit offended and that she wasn't in the bomb squad, but later on, something they cut off in that conversation was her saying, yeah, but it's probably best I wasn't in the bomb squad, which is true. And I mean, she's sitting a lot more pretty because she wasn't in the bomb squad.
And did that totally roll off of Nicole's back? Was there any sort of fallout from that?
No, I mean, she's... I don't know. Sometimes I feel like now Nicole is way closer to Hayden than she is Christine. And it didn't seem like in the early days of the feed that was true. What, do you say the same thing, Adam?
You know, it's funny that I think right now Nicole's just like processing that information, but that's the type of thing that happens in that house that 4 or 5 weeks from now is going to come back. Well, you remember, hey, you were supposed to be working with me from day two, and then you had this other thing that you weren't telling me about. So it's got the possibility of becoming bigger. Or Nicole is just that much of a sweetheart, and she'll get over it just like she did, like nominating Donnie. She felt horrible about it, and then Donnie wanted to go get some lunch.
So the house guests get to go see the HOH rooms.
Yay! Woo! I'm sorry.
So they're all excited. Frankie is singing the music, and so they go in there, and we get the letters, and so Nicole reads her letter, and we find out her parents call her my little cocoa bear, and Derek reads his letter. And first off, we get a really odd hashtag in hashtag man tears, which I feel like is odd that nobody even said man tears, but there was a hashtag. Do you think a lot of people tweeted about man tears tonight?
You didn't see it was trending. It was the number one trending hashtag in America.
Is that what?
I don't know what you have your Twitter settings on, but it was number one on mine. Yeah, that was. I mean, you know what though? I was not tearing up for that. I tear up a couple times during the show here and there, but I was not having man tears at that moment. So it just seemed, they're trying to jump on this hashtag movement and have a hashtag for every 30 seconds of the show. So it was kind of funny.
Well, we like the hashtags, but I thought that one was a miss. But how about in the letter? And Adam, I'd love to get your perspective on this. So basically, Derek's wife says, "And we can't wait until you come home and they announce you as winner of BB16. And so he reads that out loud to the house. Is that anything? Does that piss anybody off that his wife is basically talking trash in the letter?
You know, as a fan, I will say, oh, my God, yes, it has to. But when you're up there, you know, you're not really paying too much attention because it's not your letter. So whatever they say, like, okay, whatever, if it makes them happy, yeah, okay, smile, so you don't get nominated, smile. That I don't see having any repercussions, unless he keeps saying it over and over, hey, you remember see my wife? She told me I was going to win Big Brother. Then it would start pissing people off. But no, I mean, you're happy for the person. You're also more pissed off that it's not you reading a letter.
Is it weird when the HOH gets pictures of themselves like Nicole did of her in her basketball outfit?
Does she not have any friends back home? Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, it was kind of weird.
And Brian, how about Hayden says, Nicole, you can dunk on me anytime. I'm going to remember that line.
Yeah, so Hayden obviously doesn't play a lot of basketball because she ain't dunking on him. I mean, she's not even laying up on him. She's blocking his ass out.
Yeah. So probably better ways to go are you could lay up on me. You could box out on me. Any other way? I probably want to be careful. You could shoot on me. So probably a different bunch of different ways to go. You could dunk on me. I don't know. So we come up with Nicole and Derek having this conversation. I thought that again, Derek played this very well. I thought he seems very, very savvy talking to Nicole about. Nicole had reservations about talking with him, and he basically got her to open up a bit.
Yeah, I mean, Derek is a undercover cop, and that's what he does for a living. And you know, and he's very good in the fact that like when he approaches the subject, he's not overbearing. He wasn't like Devin, where like Devin's like, you know, grabbing information and ripping it out of you. He's just like, you know, casually bringing it into conversation. And you know, he earns people's trust. And as an undercover cop, that's what you got to do. So obviously he's good at his job and he's good at playing Big Brother, but only a matter of time before they catch a rat.
Okay, so not always, not last year.
Not exactly, but it can't work again. It can't work again.
All right, so Nicole is thinking about putting up Amber, and Derek wants to put up Caleb. They think that's going to work, and they're figuring out the other people to put up. Jocasta is going to be in the mix, but they need a fourth. They need a fourth nominee, and there'll be a lot more on that coming up later. Hayden and Nicole in the hammock, Brian. Is that a fair representation of what's been going on in the Hayden and Nicole relationship on the live feeds?
Yeah, it all kind of blurs together with scenes of him wanting a little kiss and touch or cuddle and her shutting him down. But she really kind of likes him at the same time. I just don't think she wants to do anything on the feeds at all. I mean, they have snuggled and cuddled up like the first night that, I mean, when she was HOH, they did snuggle and cuddle up when no one was in the room. And then someone came upstairs and they ran from each other like, you know, opposing poles.
Just so I know, when you make it a fish, is that just a verbal, is that a verbal thing? Or is that some level of the old bases analogy? Adam, at what point did you and Farrah become a fish?
We became a fish on 10-10-10, which is why 10-10 every night on the live feeds, I gave a shout out to her. That's when I asked her to be my girlfriend, which is a very more gentlemanly approach to it. Then again, I'm also twice Hayden's age, and kids these days, you know, it used to be like, you know, give them the pin, you know, give them class ring or the varsity jacket. But now you just, you know, hey, is it a fish? And she's like, yeah, sure. And then it's a fish. But,
Well, the other thing that you can do if you want to make it a fish is that you find out that the girl is going up on the block and then you get yourself nominated, which is what Caleb decides to do. So Derek goes with Caleb. And again, this is more of a great stuff from Derek. So he tells Caleb that, you know, Nicole, she wants Amber on the block. She's, you know, she said she's putting her up on the block. And Caleb's like, well, did you tell her that I can't do Caleb yet? Yeah. He says, "Did you tell her that if she puts Amber on the block, that Caleb's gonna come after her, and you know he's gonna win HOH again?" And Derek's like, "No, I didn't tell her that." he's like, "You know, what I told her was, you know, Caleb's probably gonna want to go on the block if she puts this." So again, very good manipulation of getting Caleb to go ahead and do it. Adam, did you like this plan for Caleb?
I loved it. Oh, for Caleb, no. But I loved, like, in the diary room where Caleb is like, he's the man of honor and integrity, and I'm going to do this for my girl, and her sister back home is going to love me for this. And he's so delusional. So it's very bad gameplay, but it's great gameplay by Derek because he knows what motivates people, and what motivates Caleb right now is trying to get some little bit more from Amber than she wants to give. So whatever he's got to do to show her, it's the old Milhouse Lisa Simpson sort of thing.
is that what that
you
is?
Know, that you can see, like, every time she just crushes his heart, like, and he just keeps coming back for more. He keeps coming back for more, and he's like, eventually she will love me. When she sees I do this for her, she will love me too. She'll want to marry me. Your whole family wants you to marry me. Everybody on the CBS lot wants you to marry me, except for you. And she's smart for that.
So Amber and Caleb get to talk about this. And basically, Caleb breaks the news to Amber that she's going on the block. And Caleb just can't wait to tell the part about, like Amber was asking some questions. Well, like, well, why would you want to do it? He's like, well, you know, I'm going on the block. I'm going on the block. And he's like, I need you to say that it's okay that I'm going to do this. And this is sort of like his move of like saying, like, he wants her to be like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, but she doesn't even really even give that to him.
No, she's been, you know, can I just backtrack 1 second? I really wish that Amber would take this information and realize it and use it against him and like actually play him for a fool. I think we've seen it so many times where a guy will do it to a woman on the show. I'd love to see a woman do it to him. I'd love to see Amber do it to him. Yeah. Sorry.
And so she's talking about, oh, I wonder what my sister is going to be thinking. And she's like, he's like, she's probably thinking, like, this guy is awesome, that you should marry him. Brian, is that par for the course with Caleb? Because that seems a little, that's a little Fatal Attraction-ish to me.
Yeah, it is par for the course. I don't know that I would agree that it's Fatal Attraction-ish.
I don't know.
There's no blood involved.
I guess not. But if you're not even, like, somebody won't even go out with you, and you're talking about that you want to marry them, I feel like that there's a little bit of a disconnect there.
Yeah. Well, I can't explain it.
Rob, the best line was when Derek's like, you'll look like a straight-up G after this.
Yeah, you'll be the stud.
And he said, he repeated it. He was like, I'll be the stud. And that's what he got really excited about. Not that she would be happy that he saved her. When he got in his head that he would be viewed as a stud, he was like, I'm a stud.
Yeah, the other great line that he had was like, the king is going to protect his queen. Yeah, that's right. The king of what? So Nicole talks to Donnie. She says, I need to talk to Donnie. And so Nicole's telling him, I want to put up Amber. I need to figure out the other nominee. And so Donnie is like, well, how close are you to Christine? And she's like, well, you know, Christine's my friend. And Donnie's like, well, is your buddy really your buddy? And so he's leaving her with something to think about, but it doesn't really go that good, because in a little bit we're going to see Donnie then telling everybody about how Caleb is throwing the competition, and Amber narcs on Donnie to everybody. Brian, was this a big deal in the house?
It didn't really make, like, it didn't cause a bunch of running around, you know. Donnie didn't know, obviously he didn't find out about what was going on until after he was already nominated, so... it didn't really, things involving Donnie just happen, and Donnie gets rolled into him, and everybody kind of, he's like the de facto person to get thrown under the bus about anything.
Okay. Cause Christine says, you know, I love Donnie, but he's getting feisty. And then Nicole comes out and tells Christine, yeah, he told me to put you up. And then, they both decide Donnie needs to go. Adam, what's been your take on Christine so far this season?
I think before this week, I think Christine and Derek were playing the best two games. And I think Derek winning, as I said, I didn't like Derek winning this HOH. I think Christine is doing a masterful job of just blending in, not quite floating, not quite making the moves, blending in, status quo. She is gathering all the information, though. She is a smart person. She sees what's going on around her. And I mean, based on what I've seen on the feeds, she's not the one running to other people to tell them stuff. She's getting people talking to her. So that's always looks better, you know, because you're not the one running around. People are coming to you, and she's just storing it in her bank. And I have a feeling that she's now playing the better game than Derek, because Derek's starting to get a little HOH-itis, because all of his moves are working. And, of course, that's going to feed anybody's ego.
Okay, so... Brian, did I miss it, or did we do away with the eggs this week?
Or did I miss it?
They had the egg draw. That I walked out of the room for a second. And I thought that they didn't do it. Okay, so who got the eggs? Nicole won the egg toss.
Nicole won the egg toss. Yes, and she got to pick first.
Okay, so she gets to put up Amber and Donnie. Donnie was blindsided for sure. And then Derek nominates Jocasta and Caleb. I liked his speech to Jocasta, where he sort of is like, you know, Jocasta, I'm hearing around the house a lot. A lot of people calling you floater, and I know that's not true. And so I want to give you the opportunity to show everybody that what I know about you, that you're not a floater. Do you like, Adam, have you ever heard a nomination speech where it's like, you know, there are people saying these things about you. I know that they're not true. I want to give you the opportunity to defend yourself here.
You know, it's great because 16 seasons, you always see something new every season, and I've never seen that before. I mean, he pretty much called her out and said, but you know what, I think that was fair. I think he basically said, now's your time to shine. If you're going to be in a situation, just play the game.
Yeah, well, somebody is mad at the way they're playing the game because Devin realizes here, bro, the back door is the only door because I see it coming, bro. Dude, I know. Dude. I know. I know, dude. I know. Bro, backdoor me, what? So, Brian, was Devin actually taking things well, or did he just put on a brave face this week?
Yeah, so he's kind of been like AWOL on the feeds, you know? I mean, he was AWOL on the feeds kind of last week after the whole POV ceremony. So, I mean, yeah, he tried to go congratulate Derek or whatnot, and, you know, Frankie and Zach ran out the room. He's been kind of ostracized. He's catching the shun, number one. Plus, he's isolating himself, which makes it like twice as bad. So, he really doesn't have anybody in his corner at this point at all.
Okay.
Hey, Rob, did you happen to notice, like, anytime they're talking about him, whenever they cut away to him, he's eating? When they were talking about him in the HOH, you know, early on, he was downstairs eating a steak, and then later on they're talking about him, and he's at the in the living room eating a sandwich that just seemed to, like, be getting bigger as the conversation was going along. Sorry, it's a little CBS edit there.
Yeah, why? What does that mean? Is there a significance to that they always show him eating? Is it like is it like in a movie when a character has oranges?
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, they're going to die. They're going to die.
No way.
It happens. It's a thing. So.
You learn something new on every time you're a guest on Rob Has a Podcast. So where's my buzzer ding?
Okay. So then Nicole and Hayden talk. And Nicole having a little bit of a meltdown, asking Hayden about, do you hate me? And Hayden's like, what are you talking about? He's very confused about this. But I thought that something interesting that comes up is Hayden talks about, you know, Donnie's head isn't in the game. Donnie is only focused on the eight. Brian, is that true? Is that true about Donnie? Is he only, does he only care about getting the bomb squad out of the house?
Now, he had just been told about that maybe the night before when Devin woke him up. So, yeah, obviously he was talking about the bomb squad trying to figure out things for the next couple of days. I think now it's a different story, really.
Okay. So Frankie, Derek, and Zach are upstairs meeting, and here comes Devin, and, you know, it's no fun. The fun police has broken it up, and Devin comes in, and he's trying to act nice to everybody. He's given a lot of, you know, dude, I know what's up, man. I know. I know you got to do what you got to do. It's a game move, bro. I can take it. I hate depressed Devin.
He's
no fun.
On.
He's no fun.
But he's always scheming now. He's definitely he realizes what's going on around him. You got to give him a little bit of credit for that. I mean, a lot of us were thinking he was just going to have like a complete meltdown this week and self-evict. But he's, you know, he's putting on the smiley face. He knows he's got an uphill battle to climb, but you know what? He's not going down without a fight. He's at least trying to say and do the right things to, you know, not piss people off more.
Hey, bro.
I feel like he was scheming too.
Yeah, you feel.
He said, I broke the alliance. He would never admit to that. He does not believe he broke the alliance.
Okay. So this is a new Devin. This is like, is this like where we see somebody go into like solitary confinement and then they come out with like their head back in the game? Brian?
It could be. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Go with Brian.
Yes, bro.
Dude, you know, it is what it is, bro. You know, I'm just thinking about things and I want to make this right. So we'll see. We'll see if the reports of Devin's demise may in fact be premature. Okay, so Team America got together this week. Frankie, Zach, and Donnie. Frankie, Derek, and Donnie need to talk about who's going to be related to somebody, and they are going to say that Zach is related to Amanda. Adam, would you buy that? Is Zach related to Amanda?
Well, they both are from live in South Florida, and they're both Jewish, and they're both you know, little hotheads. And you know what? When you're in that house, any logical thoughts sometimes go out the window. So illogical stuff makes perfect sense. Would I have bought it? You know what? After last year, I don't think they would do that 2 years in a row, bring a relative of a player in. But you know what? When you're in that house, man, anything illogical makes sense because you don't know what the hell's going on.
Brian, can I tell you a rumor that I heard?
Yes, please do.
I heard a rumor that Alyssa from last season is actually the sister-in-law of Brendan from Adam's season.
Oh, my God. Somebody's got to tell Rachel.
Who knew? Who knew? Adam, you know what else I heard? I heard that Willie from BB14, he's actually the brother of Russell Hantz. How about that?
See, that, I don't know. I don't see the resemblance at all.
Yeah, it's true.
Did you know Adrian and Natalie from season 5 were sisters?
Whoa! Oh my God, it's Project DNA. Brian, do you like the fact that they're doing this about the who's related to who with Team America?
God, no. I mean, number one, they target Zach, who, I mean, yeah, he sleeps all day, but he's the biggest talker in the house, so he shouldn't have been the one targeted. He should have been the one targeted for spreading the rumor. And number two, their whole, the story they concocted up that, okay, well, Paola's supposed to tell Donnie right before she left, but Zach was supposed to tell Paola right before she left, and it makes no sense whatsoever, and it's kind of backfiring on him at this point.
Yeah. Adam, do you have an issue with this twist by Team America?
I thought Team America was going to, you know, definitely have a bigger influence in either the game or, you know, a little sillier. I don't know if any – I know you guys watch Big Brother Canada, but I loved how Big Brother Canada brought the funny element into it. I think, you know, this is not either funny nor strategic, and I see too many things going wrong with this type of challenge. You know, for their individual games, because if they start, you know, spreading lies, then people might start losing trust in them. So, I don't see how that's Team America. Yeah, we want to see you guys do something so ridiculous like that. I'm not happy with this challenge, no.
Okay, so Nicole talks to Donnie finally, and she's like, Donnie, I can't sleep at night. Like, she's very upset over this. Now, is it true that she can't sleep at night because there are ghosts in the Big Brother house? Adam, can you confirm or deny this?
There are ghosts in that house. I mean, I'll be sleeping. I'm sleeping, and then you hear, like, people walking upstairs. And, like, where are these people? I don't see anybody in the house, but I hear people walking upstairs, and I hear stuff going behind the walls. I didn't know what it was. I didn't want to scare other people, so I didn't mention it then. But now that Nicole has come out and, like, definitely alerted the rest of the world, yes, there are, in fact, ghosts in the Big Brother house.
Okay, so Nicole talks to Donnie, is like, Donnie, I feel bad. And Donnie, of course, is, you know, such a nice guy. He says, basically, if you just come to Donnie, I think, and you say you're sorry about anything, I think he'll automatically forgive you. He says to Nicole, well, I don't hold it against you. I wouldn't. And then she's like, yeah, but Donnie, you said the thing that we talked about. And he says to her, I love this. This is my favorite line from the night. He's like, well, did you tell me not to tell anybody? She's like, well, no, I guess not. Adam.
But she did. She did. She did tell him the first thing she said. If you go back and watch, when she said, keep this between us. First thing, but she's such a nice girl. She's such a sweetheart. She might have forgotten that she said it, and I was waiting for Donnie's DR for him to say, "Oh, I remember her saying that," but I didn't want to, you know, say, like, did he not remember for real? That's the one thing I don't know, and I really wish I had that piece of the puzzle, because that would tell us if Donnie is in fact a genius or if he's Bubba and Forrest Gump put together in one.
Well, according to Will Heiser, in his latest video, that he does say that he does a whole thing of Donnie as Forrest Gump, which is very, very funny, on his YouTube channel. So with the whole thing with Nicole and Donnie, Adam, is it understood, if somebody tells you in the Big Brother house, does the person have to say, oh, and don't say this to anybody, and if the person doesn't say that to you, then you're allowed to say it to anybody?
I mean, I think that goes without saying. It all depends on the situation, who you're working with. But if I was Donnie, I wouldn't just be saying that on the couch in wide open view of everybody. You know, Donnie's obviously working with Jocasta and Brittany. That's why you have the storage room. That's why you have the bathroom. That's why you have the beehive room. You go into these. If you're going to talk about what somebody else said to you, you don't say it in front of everybody. That's my problem I have with that.
My favorite line from Twitter was Raider Man on Twitter tweeted to me and asked, was this like when George Costanza had sex with the maid or the cleaning lady in his office and then he was going to get fired? And he said to the boss, like, oh, I mean, nobody ever said not to sleep with the cleaning lady. I didn't know that that was a thing. I didn't know that you didn't want me to. Yes.
If I don't know the speed limit and I'm speeding and I tell the cop I didn't know the speed limit, let me go, he's still going to give me the ticket. So there are some things in life that you should just know.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to the battle of the block. Here's Caleb. He's Harry Potter on steroids. I thought the Abracababra, I thought that was a little bit of a reach on the name of it. Okay, Jocasta, she is solid with her final two with God. She knows that God has her back.
I wish God had my back.
Yes, Brian?
Comes between you and your God.
That's funny.
No, like, God does not have her back on bowel movements at all.
Yes. Caleb, he wants to throw the challenge, but he's a natural born competitor. He goes into beast mode.
Cowboy beast mode, not just beast mode, cowboy beast mode.
Yeah. Did Frank from Opposite Worlds, did he go into beast mode also, Brian? Wasn't that his thing?
That was beast mode, bro. One mode.
Yeah.
One gear for Frank.
We're going beast mode, bro. Caleb, stop stealing my stuff, bro. They talk about their love of puzzles for Donnie versus Amber's hatred of puzzles. Boy, who knew Donnie liked so many types of puzzles? Like, I like many different types of puzzles. Sudoku, picture puzzles, puzzles in the newspaper or cereal box. He loves so many different types of puzzles. Adam, do puzzles in the cereal box help you on Big Brother? Oh, did we lose him? Yes. What was that?
I said I love the puzzles on the back of cereal boxes too. So I was just saying, wow, there's another thing I have in common with Donnie.
Yeah, you guys have a lot in common. All right, so Brian, I couldn't make out here. Was it Caleb trying to throw the challenge or was it Jocasta?
Yeah, so Caleb was supposed to be throwing the challenge. Now, the Jocasta thing, they have skipped so much about this. Jocasta had done said that she said one day she had to get up and go run to the bathroom, and Devin had stopped her to talk to her, which made her constipated. So she started taking a bunch of laxatives.
Oh, wait, hold on. So this is also like Seinfeld, too. Like, if you miss your window, that's it? Or was it just a really long conversation? Bro.
Yeah, but she made it clear. Go ahead.
Jocasta, I just need to talk to you for the next couple of hours. Is that cool? I just need to, like,
We're both parents, because, you know, I'm here for my daughter.
Yeah. How long did Devin hold her up for?
I mean, I didn't see that. I just heard her complaining about him being the reason that she was constipated.
So, Adam, is that a good strategy? If somebody's making a beeline to the bathroom, can you stop them and talk game with them, and then maybe they might have to self-evict?
You know what? The game is played so many different ways by so many different people. Why not have that as your strategy? Okay. Hey, it's better than some other strategies.
Yeah, so we know that there's a lot of other Big Brother competitors who have been full of poop before. We did not think that Jocasta was one of them. So, Brian, how sick was Jocasta at this point that they did the Battle of the Block? She didn't look good.
She was she was feeling pretty bad during the Battle of the Block, but after it, that DR, oh my God. They said that she had heat exhaustion, I heard, brought on by excessive use of laxatives or something. I don't know.
I said on the last podcast, I said every time I put on the live feeds, all Jocasta's ever talking about is going to the bathroom, what it's supposed to sound like, how do you know, she was telling Zach the instructions for the laxatives. That's all she ever talked about.
Well, if Devin hadn't have jumped out from behind the door, I was like, boo, try drop deuce now, bro.
Oh, no, she doesn't have the Joey thing, does she?
I don't know.
She's not afraid to use the bathroom.
She's also taking some fiber, too, so it may have been like she took too much fiber, then tried to take the laxatives, and then just, like, passed out.
Oh, no.
But all right. The thing is, they're blamed it on the costume.
The costume?
Yeah, because it... heat exhaustion because of the costume. They won't ever mention the laxatives or whatever in the costume. That'd just be embarrassing.
Okay. Yeah, Jocasta was looking like a Weekend at Bernie's by the end of the episode. It looked like they were just like moving her mouth a little bit to try to make her talk in the diary room. What do you think about this cliffhanger, Adam? Have you ever seen a cliffhanger like this on Big Brother where is Nicole dead?
I have no idea what happened to Nicole. They did Abracadabra, Alakazam, boom, she's gone. Derek was blinded for a second. I don't know what's going to happen next. I cannot wait till Wednesday night. What are we going to do?
Yeah, oh my God. We'll have to see what happens. All right. So we spent a lot of time talking about the episode. I'd like to jump into the live feeds and then do questions after the fact here, okay? So we have a lot to get through in the live feeds, and I want to continue that Jocasta conversation. So I'm going to officially call it on the live feeds. We are now free to talk about the spoilers. The taboo buzzer is still not where I have to go to my P.O. box, and that Rob's taboo buzzer on Twitter says there's something there for me, so I need to get over there. All right, we're talking about spoilers here, of course. If you want to jump in on the Big Brother live feeds at any point, you can. Rob@website.com/live feeds for a free 2-day trial of the Big Brother live feeds. All right, so Brian, can you give us the updated medical status of Jocasta? Is she still Jocastipated?
Jocasta seems to be doing a lot better, so if you're worried about Jocasta, I think she's probably drinking a lot of more water than she was.
Okay, so what happened? Take us through this.
Well, I mean, she had been like bedridden for quite a while. I mean, of course, she could have played in POV, which she didn't. She laid in the bed the whole time. Devin was selected as one of the POV players, along, you know, Donnie, Derek, Caleb, and Christine played, but Jocasta set out. And Donnie...
No, wait, Brian, can I stop you a second? I had a question about this.
Please.
If Donnie... because Donnie won the Battle of the Block, so he's safe from veto. He's safe from being used as a replacement nominee, and yet he could still play in the veto. I think that's a little messed up. I think that's the one part of this rule that I don't like from this season is... because he's safe no matter what, like him and Amber. So I don't think that they should be able to play in the veto because the outcome of the veto really does not affect them.
You were in Golden Keys season, right?
Yeah.
So what was the rule for that? You couldn't play if you had a Golden Key, correct?
You couldn't play with the Golden Key. You were just there to vote every week.
Is it going to screw up the numbers for the people that can play in the veto if they keep going with this?
No, because these people are now allowed to play in the veto, so they're safe from being used as a renom, and they can still play in veto. So the veto pool is still wide open.
Okay.
So I don't think this twist is not going to last for the whole season. It's got maybe 3 more weeks at that.
Brian, so talk us through the veto competition here at this time. Who is the holder of the veto?
All right, so Donnie wins the veto. I don't really have much information about it. I heard there was something to do with PVC pipes and that Devin could have actually won and Donnie could have thrown it to him, but Donnie went ahead and won it. And he has vowed to take Jocasta off the block, and they ran back in immediately to Jocasta's bedside to tell her that, you know, she didn't have to worry about anything.
So Jocasta was so sick she couldn't play in the veto competition.
Correct.
Is that a Big Brother first, Adam?
I think so. I mean, I remember Ashley, her back was hurting a couple seasons ago, but I can't remember of a somebody, especially somebody on the block, that did not play in veto. Correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody out there in Bob has a podcast land, I believe that's the first time.
Okay. So we'll have to get text Ian Terry after the show. Okay, so Jocasta is coming off the block. Is the operation to backdoor Devin still in play?
Yes, there has been some murmurs about some people, including Zach, kind of wanted to maybe get out Caleb this week and then just kind of send Devin stringing out into oblivion to cause more chaos for next week to get rid of him. However, Donnie being so close to Jocasta, promising to take her off, they really feel like she's not going to be. So it's going to end up being Caleb and Devin on the block. And Derek really wants Devin out.
Okay.
For his sake.
All right. So now, if the week is going to shape up now as Devin versus Caleb, do you think that there's a possibility that the house could say, well, Devin is never going to really be a threat in this game? Should we get rid of the guy who is also a threat but has a little bit more going on in terms of strategy in Caleb? Do you think that could happen, Brian?
Oh, it definitely could happen. It makes sense as a strategy. I don't know why they're not doing a netting, you know, just throwing out all his supplements and protein shakes and everything, and just like making him insane.
Adam, what do you think about that? Do you think there's a chance, like, if you're Caleb, isn't that a bad spot to be on the block this week against a guy who everybody wants to go home?
Well, Caleb was so convinced that this move, but he would win veto and take himself off, and then he'd be safe, and Amber would be safe, and everybody goes home happy. He's probably shitting a brick right now. And if he's not shitting a brick, he should, because this week it's only going to take 6 votes. And Donnie's already shown that Donnie, Jocasta, and Brittany, those 3 are, you know, willing to do something besides what everybody else wants to do. All they need to do is get 3 more people. You get a Victoria, who, yes, she's still in the house somewhere, and she's a vote. And you get, you know, Nicole, Christine, and Hayden. You make a deal with Donnie and be like, hey, I mean, with Devin, and say, you know, hey, if we keep you this week, next week you have the whole other half of the house to go after. Just leave us safe. And, I mean, it's basically making a deal with the Devin. But this is the perfect time to do it. And Caleb's one of these people that you're not going to be able to get out easily down the road because he's a physical threat. I think they got to look at this opportunity, to get rid of Devin, to get rid of Caleb, and keep Devin as the dead man walk.
Yeah, let's talk about the votes real quick for the first time this week. So 11 people are going to vote this week. Derek doesn't vote, and the 2 nominees don't vote. Who are the votes that will keep Devin in the house? Do you think Donnie will vote to keep Devin?
I think he could. I think Devin can, actually maybe manipulate him, sadly. Be like, hey, bro, look, day one, I should have listened to my gut then, bro. Give me another chance. Let me stick around for another week, bro. Dude, it would make perfect sense. Caleb doesn't have your back, bro. So I think Devin could get to Donnie, and that could start the domino effect.
Yeah, Brian, because would Devin have Jocasta and Brittany also?
God, I don't know. Brittany has been just kind of all over the place with Devin, sometimes kind of agreeing with what he says and sometimes just like completely bashing him because of what he's done. So she's all over the place depending on who she's talking to. I really don't see the votes like lining up for him unless Caleb does something to throw himself under the bus. Okay. Donnie and Freaky, they've already shown that they're willing to go with what Derek's going to say in Team America.
Okay, so the Team America alliance is what's going to really carry the day here properly against Devin. Now, if Devin goes up on the block here on the veto and it looks bad for him, do you think he'll make it to Thursday to get voted out of the House, or do you think that he will lose his mind and do something to get himself evicted before then? Brian, what's your read on that?
No, I think he's in it for the long haul. I mean, as much as people want to talk about the way he treats women or whatever, I mean, all that's bunk. Yeah, he was kind of intimidating, and he's worried about how he's going to come off on the feeds or whatever. But he is, I would say he is a class act. I mean, he hasn't behaved negatively. He's just behaved stupidly.
Okay, let's talk about this idea of a twist this season of super fans versus morons. Brian, could you explain who is on board with thinking this season is super fans versus morons?
All the supposed super fans. They all like the name. Okay, so Frankie has come up with this. A lot of people have talked about it just different times, saying that there are so many dumbasses in the House that it's like kind of easy for them to get to jury. I think they've listed them as like the super fans as they see it. It's Frankie, Derek, Donnie, Cody, Zach, Christine, Nicole, and Jocasta, with everybody else being the people that suck.
Okay. Adam, should they do super fans versus morons as a season?
I think they did that on season 13.
See,
super fans that walked into the House and six morons that decided, hey, I got nothing better to do this summer. Let's go back in that House.
I didn't want to say it. I'm glad you did.
Dr. Will versus morons.
Dr. Will versus morons. Anybody versus morons. Yeah.
They had Dan versus a bunch of morons on 14 that let him basically get to the
end. I don't know if that's the case.
Week three. Week
right.
Three, come on, two for one. You get out Danielle and Dan, two for one. Morons. That's the dumbest move. Everybody talks about other dumb moves. Two for one. Two people out instead of one. There's 16 people. You have to get through 16 people.
Yeah.
Two for one.
Okay. All right. He
sorry.
He that Go has on. no bad Big Brother moves should cast the first stone, Adam.
Yes, no bad moves right here.
So, Brian, tell us about the status of the Team America thing. How has that worked itself out in the House so far?
Oh, my God. So, of course, Zach is Amanda's cousin. Donnie told Nicole. Nicole ran straight downstairs and started telling everybody that Donnie was America's player. So, yeah, it's kind of backfired on Donnie, of all people. And Derek had told somebody, too. I can't remember.
Who Victoria. Victoria.
Yeah, he told Victoria. She didn't seem much into it either, did she?
No, she even said, you know, like when they were talking about Amanda, kind of bashing her, he like never said anything. Like he never stood up for her or anything. Which, you know, it was either... I mean, he seems like the type of person that would be smart enough not to lead on to it. But, you know, if he's not getting that opportunity to, like, either praise her or, like, you know, go off on her, you know, I think it's a stupid challenge. I think it's going to blow up in their face.
Brian, can you tell me about Cody strip-teasing for Jocasta?
Oh, yeah, we'll see. Jocasta's in her... what appears to be her deathbed, you know, like during POV, she just can't even move. And then Donnie goes in there to tell her that, yeah, I won the veto for you. And then here comes Cody, got his bow tie. He looked Chippendale-ish. Yeah.
Okay.
What do they call it? Cuffs and tassels? I don't know.
Yeah. Adam, do you know what that's called?
No idea. Those years are long behind me.
Okay. Brian, anything else super interesting from the live feeds before we jump into some questions?
No, let's go questions.
Jump into some questions. Here we go. This is from Amazing Race Know-It-All. Always has a lot of good questions. How will Nicole liking everyone affect her in the long run if she feels this difficult making a decision now? Adam, if somebody is getting this bent out of shape about nominating people in week three, do they have what it takes to go the distance?
You know what? There may come a point in time in this game where she will change the way she is, and it's just going to take one fight. And I see she has it in her. She is a super fan. She is a sweet, nice girl. But her button can be pushed, and if she's not able to become a robot and just plays on emotion, that will be the end of her game. But I could see something happening where she totally flips out and drives home for the win.
Brian, do you think Nicole has the killer instinct?
Yeah, I think she has some killer instinct. I mean, we got to remember that she said she accidentally won HOH on this kind of crapshoot thing, and obviously she just threw it right down the middle and just bounced wherever, like a Plinko game. I figure she redoubles her efforts on learning to throw a competition, and she fades back into the background. She's not HOH anymore. She can compete in next week's HOH competition, but she doesn't even need to. And so I think she goes right back to the strategy that she probably tried to employ during that competition.
Okay, let's keep going. More questions. Jane Rice wants to know, what is the likelihood of a BB16 showmance? Is Nicole being genuine with Hayden? Brian, according to your watchful eye, how likely do you think we have Nicole and Hayden at full-on showmance?
I am notoriously bad at answering these kind of questions, but I will say it does seem to me that they have feelings for each other. Now, if you want to go off my odds, you should believe exactly the opposite of that.
Okay. Adam, you were witness to several showmances. You got to see Brendan and Rachel up close. You got to see Jeff and Jordan up close. You even got to see the blooming Danny and Dominic romance of Big Brother 13. So what is your prognostication?
If you go back and watch the episodes or whatever from my time in the house, I told Dominic, don't get close to Danielle. She's going to ruin your game. Instead, he married her. But Nicole still has a soft spot in her heart for our friend Ian Terry, and I think that's what is preventing her from going full blown showmance. Plus, I think Nicole is such a super fan, and she knows. Showmance is not good for game. Showmance does not usually work out well for game. You have BS, one of the two members of the showmance, now that I'm saying it, both times that the female showmance got to the end, they won. But I don't know. I think she just has her eye on one prize, and that prize is $500,000 and not a showmance.
Okay. Let's go to Dawn.
I do see a showmance blooming, though. Zach and Frankie will get back together at some point, and they will become the showmans for the ages.
I'm glad you brought that up, because in the pregame there was some talk that that you, Adam Pock, are the reason why Frankie J. Grande is in the Big Brother house this summer. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. We went to a viewing party at his house last year for the Big Brother 15 finale and Survivor premiere. And, he's friends with Andrea. Andrea's from Survivor. Andrea's friends with me. I'm friends with somebody that works on casting. Casting was at the party. Frankie showed us his Survivor audition tape, which was pretty phenomenal. And I'm actually really impressed that Frankie has held it together this long, because he is such a super fan. I thought he was going to go into that house like guns blazing and just start annoying people, but he's on the exact opposite. And as you can see this week, like tonight's episode, Frankie was not even in the episode. The only time you saw him was when they were questioning about his sister ratings. So, yes, to answer your question, yes, I am partially responsible. But you know what? That does not mean that he does not deserve to be there. There's plenty of people that know people. They still have to go through the process. And he's definitely a great personality. He's a great strategic player. And this week he's taking the back seat, which I think he needs to do to get further.
Are you friends with Ariana Grande also, Adam?
Yeah, she came over for a barbecue the other night. No, I've not.
Is it true you're a big, you've given up metal and you are now a big fan of Ariana Grande?
Well, I will tell you this, that this morning when I got out of the shower, I was singing Iggy Azalea, Fancy, and freaking out my wife a little bit. Last week, we went to go see Lionel Richie in concert with CeeLo Green. And this coming Tuesday, my wife and I are going to see Bruno Mars and Pharrell. So I might need to become the, instead of the heavy metal teddy bear, I'm now the pop teddy bear.
There you go.
Because I'm so fancy.
There you go. There you go. All right. This is from Dawn S., who wants to know, it seems that everyone loves Donnie, but no one really trusts him completely. Do you have a sense of who, if anyone, is really working with him? Brian, what's your take on this? Who's really working with Donnie?
I mean, Jocasta, for sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
if he's going to work. She has nobody else, right?
Well, she's got God.
Jocasta? We're in a three-way alliance right now, me, you, and the big man upstairs. It's us three, the final three, Jocasta. So the three of them, and then who else?
God, I mean, some of these outliers, these girls do like him. You know, I think Victoria still kind of likes, even though she's joined in on some of these conversations about how creepy he is. There was a big conversation this morning about how creepy Donnie was from, like, I mean, Christine's really catching it from the fans for saying Donnie was creepy, but she wasn't even the first to mention it, my God.
Why do they say Donnie's creepy?
Well, I mean, it was part of the whole America's Players conversation. He's creepy, he's scary, they don't understand what he's doing, but guess what? He was going around starting up stuff about Zach that wasn't true, and he got busted for it.
Okay. Team America.
Screwing over Donnie's game, Zach's game, probably Derek's game. And if they ain't lucky, it's going to get Frankie. But Frankie's been smart enough to stay out of it and let Derek and Donnie go around saying all the stuff.
Okay. Adam, did you think your boy Frankie was overplaying a bit last week?
I think he was on the verge. And, when he was the one to go back to tell Devin what was going on, I think that was he was definitely playing like save my ass. Like, hey, if I hit him when he gets pissed, he's going to be pissed at everybody else and not me. And again, like, that's why I think this week he's doing the right thing. He's like, he's not the one getting into Derek's ear. Although, Derek's got his little thing with Cody and Zach. That threesome has kind of like Derek's inner circle. I was afraid Frankie was going to become, the Amanda Zuckerman of BB16, where he's going to be in the HOH bed more often than not, despite him not winning it, even though he won the first time just for a couple hours or days.
Adam,
I think he's doing a good job of just, backing down a little bit, not being overexposed.
Did you give Frankie any advice before he went into the Big Brother house?
No, and I'm a little bit upset because the last thing that I heard from him was 2 weeks before the premiere party in New York that he was coming to my party. Technically, he was at the party. He was on the TV screens at the party. But the exact text back to me when I asked him, he said, yes to everything.
Hmm.
That was the exact words, yes to everything.
What would you have told him?
I would have told him to trust no one and always be thinking about your moves, five moves ahead of what you're doing right now. Don't make any knee-jerk reactions. Think everything through.
Play by the Adam Pock rules. Always be thinking five moves ahead, right?
You got it. If you make knee-jerk reactions, that's what Devin did last week, and you saw how that's working out for him for now. I mean, there's still plenty of time for him to turn it around. It's a long way to Thursday.
Okay, long way to Thursday. Okay, let's do some more questions. Diamond Bacon, this is for you, Adam, says, do you agree that Jocasta will go home if Devin is picked for and wins the veto? I'm a TV watcher only. All right, well, probably are out, but I think we'll all say that no, we do not agree with that. Okay? We'll go to...
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
But it was a bacon question. Okay. Lizard King Duran wants to know, what do you guys think of Jocasta's annoyed reaction when she was nominated? She should be flattered that Derek even knows who she is in the house. What did you think about Jocasta? Like, here I'm going to do Jocasta when she got nominated. It's like, okay, Jocasta, I nominated you. She's like... That was Jocasta at nominations. That's a video only for that one. Brian, how did Jocasta take going up on the block?
I mean, she has very little reaction about it at all. I've heard her being referred to as the next Paola in the house, so she's probably going to end up on the block like every single week until she leaves.
Okay, I can see that. She's the new Spencer?
Yeah.
No,
and then after that, it's going to be after that, it's going to be Victoria will be the one that they'll keep using.
Yeah,
it's sad the way that this that this twist is working out, but you know what? They should be taking advantage of this to get rid of the strong players, which is why you get rid of Caleb this week.
Okay,
yeah, Victoria was the nominee supposed to be from Nicole instead of Donnie, and at the last second, she changed from Donnie. I mean, from Victoria to Donnie.
Okay. Let's take the question.
But tell me this. Let me ask a quick question. If it was Victoria and Amber doing that Battle of the Block, do you think that there was any chance that they could have won it?
Hey, you know, Caleb is going to have to throw hard at that point. Actually, guess what? Jocasta would have fainted.
Yeah. All right.
Any rush, she just drops the piece. Just dangling.
All right, let's take another question. This is from Alex Wilpon, who's one of the big, big Adam Pock fans. Was very excited Adam was going to be on tonight. Alex wants to know, how surprised are you that Frankie has not told anyone that he is Ariana Grande's brother yet? I believe your original guess was that he would tell everyone within 2 days. Was that my guess, I think? So are you surprised, Adam, that Frankie has not spilled the beans about this?
You know what? He's doing a great job of it, and you know, hats off to him, and also hats off to Derek for not. You know, but I mean, Frankie, there's no way he should tell them that. And I think that much he knows. He knows that if anything ever comes out about it, you know, that would cause a lot of resentment from the other house guests.
He's only in there
because of that.
If I was playing Survivor or I was playing Big Brother and somebody's like, oh my God, somebody has a big secret. This is Bruno Mars' sister is playing the game against us right now. Like, I really don't think that would change how I looked at anything any more than, oh, this is Amanda's cousin. Do you really think it would be that big a deal, Adam? Okay, I mean, we might have a problem. Go ahead.
I do. I really do think it would be. And, you know, something like this happened while I was in there. You hear me? When I was in there, you know, I was talking to Shelly about her husband's pool company, and she tried to get me to play it down because she didn't want other people to know, you know, how much money she had, because, you know, that does – the whole game screws with your head. Somebody else who has – a life that with a lot of money, why are they there? Why do they need the money? And you know, yes, people are there to play the game. On Survivor all the time, you have celebrities on there. You had Cliff Robinson on there. The guy's, you know, NBA superstar. You've grown to expect that on Survivor, but I'll tell you what, if Cliff got to the end, somebody might not have voted for him just because he had the money.
But couldn't it also work
in money
his,
already, so,
work in
you know,
his
Frankie,
favor?
If people,
Where I'm like, hey, well, I gotta let me keep this guy. Like when people wanted to work with Will and Boogie on the All Stars, when they were like, hey, well, you know, you can hang out with us. We'll get you, you know, we'll get you jobs working at this place. Like, wouldn't I want to say, hey, if I hang out with Frankie Grande all summer, then I'm gonna get the hookup with going, you know, on tour with Ariana Grande. She's gonna have all these, you know, good looking people around. I'll be more famous if I hang out with these guys. And then when I get to the final two with Frankie Grande, then I'll tell everybody that, you know, hey, he doesn't need the money. Couldn't it help his game?
You know, honestly, at this point right now, it would hurt his game because the fact that he's been keeping a secret for this long and just telling people about it now. It's like, okay, if he's been that good at keeping secrets, what else is he keeping secret from me? Again, paranoia. Come on, Rob, you know how paranoia works in that, you know, in the island, on the in the house, whatever.
I don't think it would be that big a deal. I really
at this
don't.
Point, 24 days in, I think if he just came out with it now, I think it'd be kind of, would they even believe him? Would they even believe him? Especially after this whole rumor going around about Frankie, I mean, Zach is Amanda's cousin. You know, they could just think somebody's playing around, playing games, and not even believe him.
Like, would half the house even know who Ariana Grande is? Like, are you telling me, like Derek knows who she is, Donnie knows who she is? Like, how many people in the house would actually even know who Ariana Grande is? Jocasta? Well,
what did Donnie say during the veto? During the video, the Battle of the Block competition, where he's like, this stuff looked killer or sick, and like, I don't even know what that word means. I learned that word in the house.
I learned that word in the house. Ariana Grande, I don't even know what that is. You know, I don't think it would be that big a deal. I don't think it would kill this game. Let's go to Matt the Golem, who says, she was evicted last week, but did Pal still...
Is that a new menu item at Taco Bell?
What's that? Ariana Grande? Yeah. Okay. A little bit of a...
I said, Donnie would think...
Yeah, I got it.
Ariana Grande was a new...
Yes. All right. A little bit on tape delay tonight. Matt the Golem wants to know, she was evicted last week, but did Pal still have more screen time today than Victoria? She may have. By the way, Brian, did you have a chance to listen to my interview with Paola from Friday?
Oh, my God. I didn't watch it immediately. I got like 2 days late start. Oh, my gosh. That was epic.
Yeah,
that was so epic.
If you haven't listened to it, you should check it out on robhaswebsite.com. So I talked to Paola, and I'm not sure what the rundown is for these exit interviews, but I think that maybe I'm not sure if anybody's talking to her before I am, or if they are, I'm not sure what they necessarily asked her. But I asked Paola in my interview with her, I said, so Paola, how did it feel to be the only person in the house that wasn't in the bomb squad? And she's like, wait, what's the bomb squad? I was like, well, it was like this big alliance that everybody was in the house and you weren't. She's like, no, you're kidding. I'm like, I'm not kidding. I don't know what she did for the 14 hours. I said, what have you been doing the last 14 hours? I don't know what happened in between when she left the house to when she was talking to me. I don't know if they sequestered her or she just wasn't interested in finding out about anything. She didn't know about Frankie Grande was Ariana Grande's brother. She didn't know about Team America. So it's a very funny conversation if you listen to on robinswebsite.com, that interview with Paola. Adam, when you get out of the Big Brother house, I know that you had a little bit of a different scenario because you went out on the finale. But like, what is the debriefing process? What's that?
Well, by the time I'd done, I said thanks for reminding me that I went out on the last night of the season. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes.
No money.
That's very. It's an achievement.
No, by the time I did my interviews, I'd already been all over the internet. I'd already seen, read, heard almost everything about me, almost everything about the season. So I was a little bit more prepared. But then again, I'm a super fan, and she wasn't as big of a fan, so she did not like seek everything else out. After she got out of the house, like I did.
A couple of people said I should have had the spoiler buzzer for the Pow Pow interview that I should have played for her. A caution, spoilers here, Pow Pow. I'm going to spoil the whole season for you so far. Okay, let's do a couple more questions and then we'll wrap this up here. Dawn S. says, was it always the plan for Caleb to stay on the block, or is it because Donnie wants to use it on Jocasta? Why is Caleb so okay with staying on the block? Brian, can you speak to that?
Was staying on the block is because it got Amber off the block and he thought it would make him look like a stud. There was a plan, depending on who was who won the veto, to maybe leave the nominations the same and forcing the house to vote out Caleb. They may have been scrambled to get out Jocasta at that point. Who knows? But that's just not the way it went down. Donnie won and he's going to take off Jocasta probably.
Okay, let's take one from Riot Maker. Riot Maker wants to know, tell me I'm wrong. There is no way Donnie makes it to the finals because he's too likable now. What do you think about that, Brian? Is that too far away to be thinking about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's something about the lockability thing. Like, if you're just lockable, period, it's not going to do you any good. I mean, you can go far off lockability, but you're going to get booted eventually for it. But he has, like, that lockability thing. Plus, he has that everybody thinks he's America's player now thing. So there's two different things going that could be viewed as bad. I don't know. Maybe some people might want to align with somebody they perceive as America's player. Who knows?
Adam, is that what they do at Final Three? If you're too likable, they kick you out of the house?
That is exactly what they do at the Final Three, is kick out the most liked person there. I think Donnie's going to be suffering the same fate that Judd did last year. I think the only time to get rid of Donnie would be in a double elimination, because there's no way anybody's going to want to sit there with him on the block for 4 days between Monday and Thursday and just look at Donnie and knowing that they're going to vote him out. I think they got to get him out in the first double eviction.
Okay.
Doubles would be so much worse, though. Oh, my God. We'll just cry the whole damn episode.
That's what they did for Judd. That's what they did. The same exact thing happened to Judd. I think, come on, would you like to be the one looking at Donnie for 4 days and saying, oh, no, Donnie, you got my vote, you're safe, and then vote him out, or just do it like quick and easy?
Okay. Yes, soul crushing.
All right, one last question here. Let's go to Meg wants to know, the great Megan Z wants to know, if you were Donnie, would you go to bed in constant fear of a mid-slumber Devin truth session? Brian, how often does Devin go to Donnie go to sleep only to be woken up by, bro, wake up, bro. I got to talk to you. Got to tell you something.
What is it, bro?
I hope you go to sleep pretty soon, Devin. No, bro, wake up.
Well, seriously, twice he's been woken up. Like, the first time he was woken up by Devin was to tell Devin had to tell him how many times he stabbed him in the back so far after they've made that final two deal. But that's like the one thing. Like, if Devin would have just stuck true to Donnie, I mean, Devin's game could be in a whole lot better shape right now. He would have at least one true ally.
The double D would have just stuck together.
Yeah, Donnie's not going to turn. He wants that trust.
Yeah. What's that, Adam?
Right, and I think Devin might be able to get that back this week. Because as Donnie has proven, he'll listen to anybody. He's a very compassionate person, and I think if Devin really wants to stay this week, the first person he works on is Donnie. He gets Donnie's vote and goes from there.
Okay.
Well, that's what he's got to do, is keep him from using the veto. Throw everything at it.
Well, I think at this point, there's no way he's not going to use the veto, because he did tell Jocasta, and there's one thing that Donnie won't do, and that's go back on his word.
Okay. All right. There you have it. That's our Big Brother Sunday night recap. Follow Adam Pock on Twitter. He's at Heavy Metal Teddy. He'll be tweeting all season long about Big Brother. There you go. And
Rob, you'll be very happy to know, Rob, on July 26th, I will be at Citi Field with the New York Mets play for the Bacon and Beer Classic. I'm one of the judges, so I'm going to be walking around Citi Field, your favorite stadium in America, and I'll be eating favorite food in the world, and that's bacon. So anybody in the New York area, come on out. Bacon and Beer Classic. Follow me on Twitter to find out more information about that.
All right, Mets winners of 8 out of 10 going into the All-Star break, and getting hot at the right time, making their move. Mets playing the Big Brother strategy this season. Basically, go to sleep the first couple months of the season, wake up in the middle of the season, start making some moves, and all of a sudden, watch out. The Mets could be the Mets are turning it on now.
Bringing on the bacon.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so what's that?
Yeah,
whatever. I don't need to hear you make snide comments.
We'll see about that.
Yes. All right.
And so my Yankees.
We don't need to talk about the Yankees. Yeah. All right. So, well, we got a busy night here. We're just getting started here on Sunday night as far as podcasting goes on the RHAP and post show recaps network. because Josh Wigler and Antonio Mazzaro, they're going to get things kicked off with The Leftovers, episode 3 at 11:15 p.m. Eastern time. And then right after this, I'm going to start watching The Strain on FX. It's supposed to be really gross and about vampires. I'm going to be talking with that with Josh Wigler at 12:30 a.m. Eastern time. So if you're on the East Coast and you want to stay up late, or if you want to check it out tomorrow or on the West Coast, you can check that out on postshowrecaps.com at 12:30 a.m. tonight. And of course, subscribe to our Big Brother podcast at robhasawebsite.com/BB podcast or robhasawebsite.com/iTunes for all of our shows. All right, we'll be back on Wednesday. We're supposed to have Cara Monaco all lined up and ready to go on Wednesday night. And then on Thursday, we'll talk about the eviction with Ian Terry. So plenty to do here on RHAP. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.